This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, January 5th. Obviously, the stock market is celebrating the lack of uncertainty. The decisive action in Venezuela basically removed a huge amount of uncertainty in our hemisphere. And obviously, U.S. oil companies will probably return to Venezuela. Chevron's already there to help fix their infrastructure and boost their production. Now, a lot of these oil companies are owed a lot of money by Venezuela from them nationalizing. But if President Trump wants to spread prosperity to Venezuelans, he's obviously going to boost their economy. So this is going to be very interesting. Obviously, their currency is actually the dollar right now because their currency collapsed. Maduro did raid the central bank and melt all the gold in Uganda. Ironically, a lot of that gold came from the U.S. during World War II when we, I guess, bought some oil from Venezuela to fuel our Liberty ships. So fascinating developments underway, but clearly... the U.S. is asserting itself, and the U.S. is an oasis, and you're seeing that. We also have an ISM manufacturing report today that was actually pretty bad because only two of the 17 industries surveyed reported growth, but the two that did report growth were all data center related. They were, electrical equipment and computer electronics components. So it's an interesting economy. It should broaden out here, but because ISM manufacturing is still weak, has been weak for 10 months, the Fed still needs to cut. And today we have bond yields that are down slightly. We have the dollars up a bit. And but we're just celebrating, the resurgence of America. So that military operation went very well. 32 Cuban military officers were apparently killed in the raid. The U.S. didn't have any casualties, so that was good. So, and it also looks like Marco Rubio is kind of in charge. I'm not trying to take anything away from President Trump, but the Wall Street Journal reported that he was trying to negotiate with Maduro, and then he got so frustrated, and Marco Rubio apparently was telling him he's just not a reliable person, that Trump took decisive action. So that's what we're celebrating now. And again, we want to remove more uncertainty around the world. The next step will be Iran because of the people who are protesting against the mullahs. And whether they can have a regime change in Iran is another matter. You know, Trump has pledged his support for the protesters and told them, the security forces in Iran to stop shooting the protesters. So this will be very interesting to watch. But if we can have a new leadership in Iran, that would be great because, you know, they're state-sponsored terrorism and it'd be nice to have new leadership. They used to get along with many of us in America, and of course a lot of Persians live in America. So this is going to be very interesting. Obviously we still have to deal with Ukraine and Russia, but the main thing I want to stress to you folks is you're going to get some very good inflation numbers here soon. We have a very soft housing market. We have falling rental prices. So owner's equivalent rent, the catalyst behind the CPI, is should be neutral or negative. You've got weak economies around the world, so that means we're importing their deflation. A lot of it comes from China. And then finally, oil prices aren't going to be going up long term because of all this new supply, thanks to the decisive action in Venezuela. And it'll be interesting to see if the U.S. can work with the leaders left behind. Obviously, a lot of them were probably on the take and, you know, had secret bank accounts and all that stuff. So this will be very interesting to watch. There's an island where Hezbollah was training. It'll be interesting to see what happens to that. So it's going to be very interesting to watch all these developments. But the bottom line is the U.S. asserted its leadership. and the world respects us. They may not like us, but they respect us. And so we're getting this huge, huge market rally. I should also add that this is a seasonal surge. January is seasonally a very strong month. People like to say as January goes, the year goes. We are going to have 5% GDP growth no later than the second quarter of this year. So a lot of that is caused by exports the fact that we're importing less. And so the trade deficit has, the shrinking trade deficit has a huge impact on the GDP calculations. There's a lot to be excited about. And the other thing that's going on is CES in Las Vegas. Obviously, that's very exciting every year, all the things that are going to be offered, all of the robotics displays and all the new technology and AI. So it's going to be, we're off to a good start, folks. So I want you to enjoy the ride. Hang on. I'm very, very pleased of how our stocks are rebounding here. The main thing you should be aware is there was a lot of short covering last quarter. And a lot of the stuff that doesn't have good earnings is faltering. But the stuff that it has is going to announce strong sales and earnings, like our stocks, are resurging. So, again, hang on. Enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navalier. I'll talk to you folks if there's other fast market action this week. But so far, so good. Take care.